Third floor, hunting department. The viral video of the political science professor being interrupted by his children in his home office during a live Skype interview on the BBC. Hilarious. Watched it at least 15 times, probably because it also sparked a memory for me. I'm Jeff Hoyt. This is Hoytus Interruptus. I'm a voice actor. That's my day job. I have a home studio with ISDN lines that allow pretty much any recording studio anywhere to hook up and record me from afar in digital quality as if I were there in the same room with them. I get a script, perform it in my home studio, they do all the post-production magic at their end, and my job is done. Many actors have a voice booth for this so that the sounds of the city or wherever they live are blocked out. I've never really needed that here on Vashon. I'm out in the country. It's very quiet here. One day, shortly after we moved to the island, around the turn of the century, our neighbor Steve called to let us know that it was deer hunting season and that he'd be taking his annual deer the next day. He did this as kind of karmic payback for all the vegetables he and Judith had lost over the previous 12 months. He just didn't want us to be alarmed by the gunshot that we'd hear sometime the next morning. I didn't think about the fact that next morning, I had a very early live recording session back east. High-stakes stuff, too. There were going to be a couple of agency people and an engineer in the Atlanta studio that would be recording me, two clients calling in from Florida, and another actor in Chicago at a studio there who was playing my wife in the script. It was a commercial with us as a married couple in dialogue. So lots of people listening in, studio clock, tick-tock, time is money and all that. Sometime during take, I don't know, let's say 8 or so, the sound of a single shotgun blast was plainly audible through my microphone. The engineer in Atlanta stopped the take and said, "Wait, what was that?" "Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. I should have mentioned that was my neighbor, Steve, across the road. He just shot a deer." Silence. My temporary wife in Chicago, whom I just met over the ISDN line that morning, says, "Where do you live?" "On an island near Seattle. Deer hunting season opened today." I hear chuckling. Okay, that's good. Nice little ha-ha moment. Isn't that quaint and all? A little embarrassing, but no harm, no foul. We went on to take 9, during which I caught some movement through the window out the corner of my eye. It was the deer that Steve shot, stumbling into our yard, bleeding profusely from the neck, and finally, falling over dead right in front of the house. Now, our kids were 6 and 8 years old back then, and it was time for school. They'd be coming down the stairs for breakfast any second to a dining room now sporting a panoramic view of a bloody deer carcass through the bay window. This time, I busted the take and said, "Oh, man, the deer just died right in front of the house. My kids will be totally traumatized. Could you guys hang on for a second?" More laughter from afar, either at the situation or the sight of my professional credibility flying out the window. Credibility I could have recovered in that moment had I thought to mute my microphone, but in my haste, I left it on so that everyone back east could hear me call to Cindy, "Hey, Steve's deer just fell over dead in front of the dining room." And then Cindy from the kitchen, "I know, I just called him. They're on their way." Seconds later, Steve and Judith pull up out front in their pickup truck and like a NASCAR pit crew hopped out, swept up the carcass, threw it in the back, and were gone. Just like that. Just as the kids bounced down the stairs, "Good morning, what's for breakfast?" My clients heard all of this commotion through my now open door, so I returned to the session and slipped on my headphones, and all I heard from at least 6 or 7 voices in 3 distant cities was hysterical laughing. 18 years have now passed. I still work with that same recording studio in Atlanta now and again, and I'm now greeted with, "Hey Hoyt, how's life in Hooterville?" every time we do a session. And then some new client says, what, is that some kind of inside joke? And we tell the story of the deer that died and went to Jeff and Cindy's house anew. It gets less embarrassing and more endearing the more I tell it, but at the time, it was mostly embarrassing. That's Hoytus Interruptus. I'm Jeff Hoyt.